So you're looking to do a controversial story, you need to find an expert. It's what we do all the time around here. And as we head into the 2012 election cycle, we might need an expert to put President Obama's seeming lack of scandal, his lack of sexually suggestive plot lines, or seeming absence of relationships from the past into some context. For instance, we need an expert to remind us that sex scandals in politics are closer to the norm than the exception in U.S. history. Well, we found an expert on sex and politics, Larry Flynt, publisher, pornographer, First Amendment legend. But to help write his new history of sex scandals, Flynt found his own expert, historian, collaborator, and they together have come up with One Nation Under Sex, How the Private Lives of Presidents, First Ladies, and Their Lovers Changed the Course of American History. And we're joined by the authors, Hustler publisher and sexpert Larry Flynt, and his Columbia University history professor sidekick, co-author David Eisenbach. Larry, were you surprised by anything that you discovered when you were researching this book?
Lincoln was a big surprise, and getting the confirmation that Jefferson actually fathered six children by a slave girl, Sally Hemings. Although people knew a little bit about the story, we didn't really get it confirmed by DNA until 1988. The first gay president being Buchanan, I didn't know that.
Let's back up. I got a few headlines there. You know, the Hemming story, I think, is the best known of the three you've just mentioned. But, David, what about Lincoln?
Well, Lincoln definitely liked to sleep with men, and historians acknowledge that. But traditionally, they've said, well, it was just because there wasn't enough beds on the frontier. Well, it turns out that not only did Lincoln sleep with men on the frontier, but he shared a bed with Joshua Speed, who was the heir to a southern plantation with 70 slaves, had plenty of money. At the same time, Lincoln was a state legislator and a successful lawyer. The two of them had enough money to buy their own beds, but they shared a bed for 4 years. And then when Lincoln was president, he invited another man to share a bed with him, Captain David Derrickson.
I would say, Larry Flynt, that among the people who live on this planet, you would be among the most difficult to shock. But I sense that the Lincoln details shocked you.
Not so much as people like Harding and Wilson, you know. It's said about Wilson and Harding that Wilson preferred the brothels of Paris and that Harding preferred the whorehouses of Columbus, Ohio. But I think it was a toss-up between Jack Kennedy and Warren Harding, who actually bedded the most women in the White House.
In the White House. You know, you're a professor at Columbia, right, David?
That's right.
How do you get into a collaboration with Larry Flynt and maintain your academic integrity, you know, worry that you're not doing something that's more of entertainment value than historical value?
Well, part of my whole mission has been to open up the historical interest and get more people interested. And one of the ways when I'd be teaching classes is talking about the stories of these private lives of presidents. And something I realized was that it's not just private, that actually the sex lives and the affairs often had incredibly important impact on history and political history. And that was the key to this book. This is a serious book. It's got some titillating stories in it. But at the end of the day, we see that wars, elections, and economic policies often turn on sexual affairs.
What, and we're talking with David Eisenbach, history professor at Columbia University, co-author of One Nation Under Sex, How the Private Lives of Presidents, First Ladies, and Their Lovers Changed the Course of American History, co-written with the free speech advocate and Hustler magazine publisher Larry Flynt. How would you say, give me two examples of, say, how history was changed by the sexual proclivities of Woodrow Wilson?
Well, Woodrow Wilson, not only did he have an affair that almost sunk his chances at winning the presidency in 1912, but shortly after his wife died in August of 1914, he met Edith Galt, whom he fell head over heels in love with her. And as they began to date and he began to court her, the story got into the press. And so this was just a few months after his first wife dies that he decides he's going to marry Edith Galt. Now, Edith Galt became his main advisor, and she winds up becoming essentially his chief of staff at a time when women did not have the right to vote. at the time when America was on the verge of the First World War.
All right. Okay, Larry Flynt, good idea to have an advisor be someone that you fall in love with? Bad idea.
Bad idea.
Yeah, you have some experience in that regard. Not in the White House, but in terms of your ability to be advised.
The key here is that when Wilson has a paralyzing stroke and he is incapacitated, she takes over the White House and serves essentially as president without the press knowing, the vice president knowing, Congress knowing. And this is at the pivotal moment when the Senate is voting on the Treaty of Versailles that would have committed the United States to the League of Nations. But Edith refuses to compromise on the Treaty of Versailles, and Wilson is in no capacity to compromise. And as a result, instead of the vice president coming in, Thomas Riley Marshall, and compromising with the Senate to get that passed, the United States does not join the League of Nations, and of course, the rest is history.
The professor tells a good story, Larry Flynt.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. Why do you think I hooked up with him? I knew nobody would want to read a history book written by a pornographer anyway, you know.
Well, the one, I think, resource, and you bring many to the table here, but the one resource I think that we can put to you is compared to the stories of Bill Clinton, the impeachment, the Monica Lewinsky affair, I mean, these are tawdry contemporary sexual episodes compared with what you found historically. Yes, we live in boring times.
That's true. You know, even if we just go back and look at Ben Franklin, who was publishing a newspaper or tabloid during that period of time, and he used to have a sex advice column. He even wrote a thesis on the attributes of making love to older women.
Really? A penny saved is a penny you could use at the whorehouse, I guess, would be what Ben Franklin
said. Of course, you know, as our ambassador to Paris, we badly needed the financial support of the French, and Franklin had his way.
And it was his reputation as a ladies' man that kind of enabled him to sell the cause of American freedom to the French people and the French court. I mean, he slept with the right women, turned out.
See why I hooked up with him.
Yeah, though. Good work. Good work. So are your favorites, though, Larry Flynt? They got to be the Kennedys, right?
Yeah, and I grew up during that era, and it was really sad, and it was really tough, you know, doing the work we did on the Kennedys because, you know, growing up and where you love your country, you felt you could do better, and it was the feel-good generation, you know. And to get the bubble burst like that, I'm not trying to sound puritanical because I'm the first guy to defend a philandering president. I think if you can fight two wars and balance the budget at the same time, you should be able to sleep where you want to. But I'm just saying that I think more discretion was called for by President Kennedy. He preferred the ones that got the most attention, which was the showbiz type, like Marilyn and Angie Dickinson and Marlene Dietrich, Candy Bergen, people like that.
And the tragedy of it is J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI director, who was into everybody's sex life, used one of Kennedy's many sex scandals to force Kennedy into giving him the go-ahead to bug and wiretap Martin Luther King Jr. Mm-hmm. And then he used Martin Luther King Jr.'s affairs against him to persecute him and his wife.
The sexual theme once again.
Well,
David Eisenbach, history professor at Columbia University, co-author of One Nation Under Sex, How the Private Lives of Presidents, First Ladies, and Their Lovers Changed the Course of American History, co-authored with Larry Flynt, who has changed the course of American history, free speech advocate, Hustler magazine publisher, and co-author of the same book. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.